God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is a ministry of angels, and God does things. I've heard any number of situations like that. How many times have you heard testimony? I heard somebody just a couple of days ago about a young person that was in a car, had an accident, was flipped upside down, and it was crushed in such a way that they couldn't get out, and the gas tank was leaking, and they could smell the fumes, and they knew that they were in a bad way, and they couldn't get out. And they said, no sooner did that car stop turning over, there was a man looked in the window, said, "You want to get out of there?" And it was a teenager of a godly family that prayed and believed God. And he said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Take my hand." And he said, he don't know how in the world he pulled him out of that little hole. Next thing he knew, he's outside the car. And the man told him, "Just sit down over there. It'll all be okay. In a little bit, somebody else will be here to help you." And he looked around and the man was gone.
Praise God.
How many have heard stories similar to that? That kind of thing has happened again and again and again. And I believe it's God's will that we have even more.
Yes.
Even more of this kind of thing. So you should believe in this. And you should be open to this. But there's something else I must tell you. There's a line you don't want to cross.
That's right.
With angels. In Colossians 2, are you there?
Yes.
Believe in the ministry of angels. Be open to the ministry of angels. But you do understand you could live all your life and never see an angel. And it wouldn't mean anything's wrong with you. Wouldn't mean you're unspiritual. Do you hear? And what you don't want to do is get down and get to praying and trying to see one. Did you hear me? Don't do that. Somebody said, "Why not?" Well, for right now, because I said not. But this is a whole nother message. But so how about this will help you. There are other spirits besides angels. They're wrong spirits. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that even Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He likes to try to come off as an angel of God and try to fake. And if you get down and clamoring, "I want to see an angel. Why you want to see an angel?" "I just do. I just think they're so great." What, did the Bible tell you to seek angels?
No.
Did the Bible tell you to pray? So you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
People get in trouble because they seek after the spectacular. No, you want God.
Amen.
Amen. You want to be close to God and don't clamor to see things, because that can be rebellion, that you are refusing to walk by faith.
Yeah.
Right? God has required us to walk by faith, and what pleases Him? You and I walk in by faith. Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. We haven't seen Jesus, but we believe.
Yeah.
Amen. We haven't seen heaven, but we believe it's there.
Yeah.
We don't see angels, but we believe. Now, there are times that people see them. Now, not everybody that says they saw one either.
That's right?
Right? But then there are cases of people who have and do, and it has happened, and it will happen. But they are God's messengers, and they are sent to minister for us, and in cases like this, to us, to strengthen and to heal. But keep this in mind when you're thinking about angels or talking about angels. Colossians 2 and 18. Colossians 2 and 18. He said, "Do not let anyone," this is the NIV, "who delights in false humility and worship of angels," did you hear that phrase?
Yeah.
"Worship of angels, disqualify you for the prize. such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and it's talking about his visions, you see. It's the things that he's seen. This is particularly in connection with angels. And his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He's lost connection with the head. What's important? The head. Who's the head? Jesus is the head. Amen. Who do we worship? We worship the Father God and the Lord Jesus. Amen. And the Holy Spirit. We don't worship angels. Right? And we don't talk too much and make too much ado about angels. We believe in them. We want to cooperate with whatever God would have them to do. But some folk have gotten off. And it's just angel, 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 angel. Well, no, it ought to be Jesus, 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 Jesus. Right? Go to Revelation. Are you holding your place there? Did it tell you Revelation 22? It also says here in Revelation 22, you remember that John was on the island and he saw angels. Did he see angels? He saw all kind of things. And angels are great beings. Awesome. I mean, they can be so awesome you tremble in your flesh. They can be so awesome. Even somebody like John was pulled to worship. He thought, wow. The Bible said, verse 8, this angel had told him all these things. And in Revelation 22, 8, I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Even somebody like John. And then said he to me, the angel told him, see that you do it not. For I am your fellow servant and of your brethren the prophets and of them that keep the sayings of this book. What? Worship God. How many know you shall worship the Lord your God and him only shall you worship. You don't talk about angels night and day more than you do the Lord. You don't pray to angels. Did you hear me? You don't pray to angels. And you certainly don't worship angels. Amen. We worship God.
Hallelujah.
He has angels.
Yeah.
Now this is something I'm not even going to start to teach on it. We have angels.
Yeah.
Assigned to us.
Yeah.
They're angels that would say that they're your angel.
Yeah.
That's one of the big reasons why you're sitting here tonight.
Amen.
Anybody that's had kids, no. There's got to be angels. And a lot of folk keep them busier after they grow up than before when they were kids. But I know somebody was asking me a while back about something. They saw a scar somewhere. And I said, oh, there's a story with that. And they said, well, what about that over there? And I said, well, there's a story for that too. And I got to thinking afterwards, man, there's a story for just about every part of my body. I mean, I've had so many cracks. When I was a kid, we went to the emergency room once or twice a summer, man. I mean, but God spared us. How many of you can testify that you've been spared? Man, I remember I was logging. I know all of y'all got stories just like this, but I was logging before I got into ministry. I wanted to do some of these things. And I had this great big old Peterbilt long nose truck, and we were hauling hardwood logs. And you talk about heavy stuff and big stuff. And man, they loaded us to the gills. And I took this load to a place and I was going to drop it. And what you do, they had these cables that run under the trailer. And when you release them, the arms fall down and logs roll off, you know. Well, I tripped those things and the logs didn't move. Well, I bumped them and I bumped them and I jostled them and the logs didn't move. And me not being too bright, I decided, well, I got to kind of get under there and knock that where that'll come loose, you know, but I'll be under the steel of the trailer and I'll be okay. Oh man. I got too far. And I just, what was I? 19 years old, I guess. How many know you don't know everything when you're 19 years old? These guys thought I was older than I was because I had a mustache and beard when I was 13 and 14. And people thought I was older than I was, so I got away with some stuff. I had this big rig and I was operating, and man, I got under there and bumped that, and that thing released before I was ready to get out of the way. Next thing I knew, I felt those big hard great big hardwood logs, you know, this big. I felt one of them brushing my head. Next thing I know, I'm on the other side of the trailer, the right side, safe side.
Yeah.
Happened faster than you could blink an eye. I was on a motorcycle one time. I just put me some new glass packs on it, and it was raining. But I had to try them out. I just got them on, you know. And a buddy of mine wanted to go with me. So, man, here we go. It's raining. We don't care. I think I was 15. And I'm listening to these glass packs. Blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm having some fun. And we come around this curve. And you know how when it first starts raining, sometimes there's an oil film or slick. It was in this curve and it was banked. And, man, it happened so fast, you know. I was in this curve, and next thing I know, I'm sliding on my hands and knees on the pavement. Bikes going, and the only thing I could think of is my hands. I'm sliding like 50 miles an hour on my hands. No gloves. I'm thinking, oh, my hands will never be the same again. I finally got stopped. I'm bleeding, got gashes all over. Well, pavement and skin just don't go together too good. And, you know I got it bad because I still love motorcycles, man. Maybe love's too strong a word. I enjoy them very much. And I looked up, sliding in this. I'm in the middle of a highway, sprawled out. I look up just in time to see this massive Buick. You know, they used to make Buicks big. This Buick, the bumper looked this, yeah, I mean, it looked like this big, come over the hill, and here I am, and my buddy and the bike sprawled out in the middle. Well, he slammed on his brakes, but he hadn't got time to stop, and it's raining, and it's slick. It looked like he's running over me. And some way or another, right before he hit me, that Buick stopped just like this. I mean, I'm this close to it. Boy, I'm looking at that massive bumper. Had to be an angel get a hold of the back of that thing. There was no time. There was no way. And thing after that, everybody say, thank God, for angels. Thank God for the protection of God. And I know you have stories just like that. But do you understand what we're saying? Let's believe God. Let's be open. If angels move in our services and touch people and they're healed. And God made the human body. How many believe he could put in a new part? Why couldn't he? A new lung. A new kidney. New pancreas,
amen.
New gland, whatever is required. Well, how's he going to put it in there? It's got to happen some way. And if he sends a new lung from heaven and it comes special delivery and an angel comes and knows how to slip it in there, cool.
Amen.
Right? Let's believe for it. Let's expect it, right? But we don't start talking about angels more than we do Jesus. And we certainly don't worship angels. And we don't pray to angels. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man at the Pool of Bethesda, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R926. That's R926. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.